Indiana's near-total abortion ban has been temporarily halted. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, just 3 days after a judge heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging the ban, she ruled that the law likely violates the Indiana Constitution.
Article 1, Section 1 of the Indiana Constitution says that all people have a right to liberty. Judge Kelsey Hanlon says Indiana courts have recognized before that a right to bodily autonomy is part of that, and her ruling says Indiana's near-total abortion ban goes too far in restricting that right, quote, by making that autonomy largely contingent upon first experiencing extreme sexual violence or significant loss of physical health or death. Hanlon's decision also says the law's ban on clinics performing abortions, restricting the procedure only to hospitals and certain surgical centers, will limit availability, increase costs, and is unlikely to increase the safety of Hoosier women and girls. The ruling means that for now, abortion is legal for anyone up to 20 weeks without needing to provide a reason. However, the state is certain to appeal the decision and will likely ask for its impact to be halted while the appeal is ongoing, meaning the abortion ban might take effect again soon. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.